From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A top U.S. government official points a finger of blame at Russia. Intensive diplomatic efforts have resumed in Europe in what some observers see as a last-ditch effort to bring about a ceasefire in Syria. A key focus is an attempt by American and Russian negotiators who have been meeting on and off for weeks to resolve what are described as technical sticking points. U.S. diplomats speaking to VOA News have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points of agreement in recent days. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, speaking at Oxford University in England, said today's news out of Syria is not encouraging. The choice is Russia's to make, and the consequences will be its responsibility.
Russia appears driven by misguided ambition and misplaced fear. Russia wants to be considered, and very understandably, as the important world power it is, one of historic importance. Unfortunately, its tendency is to pursue that goal by undercutting the work and contributions of others, rather than by creating or making positive contributions on its own.
Carter accused Moscow of unprofessional behavior in Syria, Ukraine, and cyberspace, alleging the Russians have a clear ambition to erode the principled international order. An official in Syria's rebel-held Aleppo says at least one person has been killed from a suspected chlorine gas attack reported a day earlier. The head of the local forensic department in Aleppo said that a 29-year-old man died of heart failure and acute respiratory distress overnight. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says a series of airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen during the past 2 weeks killed 13 militants and injured one other. A statement Tuesday from U.S. Central Command said the three strikes happened in Yemen's central Sabwa province between August 24th and September 4th. It also noted that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula remains a significant threat to the region and the U.S. The U.S. campaign targeting AQAP with drones has been going on for 7 years now, with more than 100 strikes that have killed some of the group's top leaders, but also brought on criticism about civilian deaths. President Barack Obama has announced a $90 million U.S. program to clear unexploded ordnance from Laos. Obama toured a rehabilitation center in the capital of Vientiane Wednesday and said the United States has a profound moral and humanitarian obligation to work to prevent more bloodshed from the remnants of the U.S. bombardment during the Vietnam War. Some 20,000 people have been killed or wounded since the war ended, Obama said after viewing displays with small rusted grenades and photos of a child missing his foot.
These bomblets have taken the lives of farmers working in the fields, traders gathering scrap metal, children playing outside who thought these small metal balls could be turned into a toy. And for the people of Laos, this is also about the ability to make a good living. In communities that rely so much on agriculture, you can't reach your potential on land that is littered with UXOs. As one farmer said, we need our land to be cleared of bombs. If it weren't for the bombs, I would multiply my production.
An estimated 80 million unexploded bombs remain spread throughout Laos. These explosives have killed or wounded an estimated 20,000 people since the war ended. President Obama and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte met informally on Wednesday in a holding room before attending a gala dinner at a regional summit, according to Philippine officials and reported by the Associated Press. The brief meeting, says the report, took a little sting out of the soured relations caused by Duterte's intemperate language in referring to Obama earlier this week that had caused Obama to cancel a formal meeting scheduled for Thursday. No immediate confirmation on that from the White House. A White House spokesman says Gabonese President Ali Bongo, who has been accused by opposition politicians of voter fraud, resisted calls Wednesday for a recount of votes cast in the country's presidential election. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.